For CRI News, this is Victor Ning. Chinese President Xi Jinping has urged the country to accelerate the implementation of big data strategy to better serve social and economic development and improve people's lives. Xi Jinping has made the remark during a collective study session of the Communist Party of China Central Committee's Political Bureau. He says efforts should be made to advance national big data strategy, improve digital infrastructure, promote integration and sharing of digital resources, and safeguard data security. The Chinese government has filed a formal complaint with the Australian government following suggestions the Chinese side is infiltrating Australia. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has been on record saying his government is taking reports on Chinese infiltration in Australia seriously. The Chinese government says any suggestion of so-called Chinese influence and infiltration in Australia have been made up out of thin air, saying the suggestion is full of prejudice against China. In making the statement, the Chinese side is calling on Australia to abandon a Cold War mindset, saying the Australian side should be moving to try to deepen bilateral ties. Chief Executive of the Hong Kong Special Administrative Region Carrie Lam will pay a duty visit to Beijing next week. During her stay in Beijing between Wednesday and Friday, Lam will meet with state leaders and brief them on the latest economic, social, and political situation in Hong Kong. Lam will also sign on behalf of the Hong Kong regional government an arrangement with Chinese central authorities on advancing Hong Kong's full participation in the Belt and Road Initiative. The Iraqi government has declared the liberation of all Iraqi lands from Islamic State militants after seizing the whole border areas and deserts in the western part of the country. Military and paramilitary troops took control of over 90 villages and cleared 16,000 square kilometers in their latest operation. The Iraqi forces are now in control of some 133 kilometers from the Iraqi-Syrian border. Firefighters are battling several intense wind-driven wildfires that have been sweeping across densely populated Southern California. The wildfires have destroyed at least 500 structures and chased 190,000 people from their homes over the past 5 days. More than 5,700 firefighters from across California are battling six large wildfires and other smaller blazes that have erupted since Monday. They range from the Los Angeles area and up the Pacific coast to the Santa Barbara area. They are being soaked by the fierce westward Santa Ana winds. At least 14 UN peacekeepers have been killed and 53 others wounded in an attack launched by rebel forces in the DR Congo. Three other UN peacekeepers are also missing after a three-hour firefight. Suspected militants from the Allied Democratic Forces are said to be behind the assault, which took place at a UN mission in the town of Somaliki. The ADF is an Islamist rebel group said to have originated in neighboring Uganda. The area has been the scene of repeated attacks. At least 26 people were killed during a rebel ambush in the region in October. A British envoy says that his country does not agree with the U.S. decision to recognize Jerusalem as the Israeli capital and has no plans to move the British embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Matthew Rycroft, the British ambassador to the UN, says Britain's position on the status of Jerusalem is clear and long-standing. It should be determined through a negotiated settlement between Israelis and Palestinians, and Jerusalem should ultimately be the shared capital of the Israeli-Palestinian states. The official also says Britain disagrees with the U.S. decision to move its embassy to Jerusalem and to unilaterally recognize Jerusalem as the Israeli capital before a final status agreement. The White House says U.S. President Donald Trump's Deputy National Security Advisor Dina Powell will step down from her position early next year. In making the announcement, the White House is calling Powell a key trusted advisor in this administration. Powell, who started to serve the administration in March, is expected to be one of the several aides to leave the White House at the one-year mark of Trump's presidency. 44-year-old Powell has been in Trump's inner circle and a key aide to National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Victor Ning.